support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. And I am your Alaska Live host here for KUAC. I'm Lori Neufeld, pianist and guest artist with the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, Ian Scarf, and Brian Hall, UAF string professor and Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival guest artist, also are here with string students. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Ian, great to see you back. It was great to have you here for Alaska Live a year or two ago, and I'm excited you've come back. We've got a piano here for you. You've got more friends here, and it's great.
Yeah, it's only, Wednesday of the first week of festival, and we've already been quite busy. Last night, we had our first chamber music concert with all of the faculty, and that was very successful. And then tonight, our student workshoppers in the string program and also in the conducting workshop are preparing for the second of all of our concerts this week.
We'll give away a couple tickets to that concerto conductor concert tonight after Alaska Live. So, you know, there might be a question that's based on something that we talk about here during the show.
Great.
What are we going to hear first?
Well, first I'm going to introduce you to one of our students this week, and I think I'll turn the microphone over to Brian. Brian is on the music faculty here, and he is the coordinator for the strings program. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for coming
Hi, Ian.
For Alaska Live.
Thanks for having me, Lori. You're getting ready to hear Lexa High. Lexa High is our hometown kid. She's from Fairbanks. She's 12 years old. She's concertmaster of one of the youth orchestras here in Fairbanks. She studies with my very, very skilled colleague, Dr. Johansson, and we're very, very, very happy to hear her play. Tonight our concert's at 7 p.m. in Davis Hall, and why don't we just start with a little music. This is the first movement of Concerto No. 1 in A minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you.
Lex, will you join us over here to speak a little bit about, you play with such finesse already as someone who's just 12 years old, and you're the concertmaster of the Youth Symphony. I can see why you got there.
Thanks.
How long have you been playing violin?
Since I was 3 years old.
Wow. You had one of those like eighth size violins.
I started on a cardboard box, actually.
Is that what they start you out in Suzuki with?
Yeah, if you're that young.
Wow. Zahai, that name sounds familiar. Do you have siblings that play cello?
Yeah, I have a brother and a sister.
They were here during From the Top during our spring fundraiser on KUAC with Dr. Knapp and the cello ensemble, and that was your siblings. And so string instrument prowess runs in the family, in the Zahai family.
Yeah.
Do you play chamber music at home with your siblings?
The force is strong with them.
Yes, it is. Do you play chamber music at home?
No.
No. It's just screaming and yelling instead of beautiful classical music?
Pretty much.
Oh, come on. Well, that piece was absolutely gorgeous. Will you be playing that tonight during the concert?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck. Thanks for previewing it here with us here on Alaska Live, Lex.
Thanks.
And Ian, are these songs that you, are these selections that you already know, and so you've already worked these up for piano, or do they choose the pieces and then you work them up? How does that work?
Well, the students came to the festival prepared, each of them, to play a different movement of a concerto. And, you know, the registration and everything took place, you know, Brian and the other string faculty were recruiting them. And then one of my jobs here at the festival, aside from performing with the other guest artists, is to be an accompanist for all of these students. So
You're a busy man, Ian.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I showed up Monday morning and they handed me a big old pile of music and asked me to start sight reading. And that's what I've been doing this week. I've also been accompanying the conducting master classes, which is kind of an extra skill because when the conductors hand you a pile of music, it is full scores of symphonies. And they say, can you make this sound like a symphony? You know, so you're looking often at 8 or 12 or 16 different lines of music and trying to pick out what you're going to play. And somehow that hopefully sounds like a Haydn symphony.
Right. So you as a pianist have to kind of fill in the gaps of the whole symphony for that conductor workshop.
Yeah, it's great. And learning, you know, getting better at sight reading is a great skill. And it's a good way to meet people. You know, we were joking last night at the chamber music concert that, you know, when you show up to a music festival and have to sit down and perform with eight people that you don't know, it's kind of like being on a 8-person blind date.
I can see that. And Brian, tell me just briefly about this conductor workshop. The Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival has a broad range of workshops. Anybody in the community, and some people take their vacations and come up here to do this. The conducting workshop, that's not something you get everywhere at a festival.
Absolutely not. We really have some very cool things happening, and I think that's the great thing in the spirit of Summer Arts Festival is that it's all the different arts that are involved, and really each one of us has our sort of tag and our sort of offer. With what my colleague, Maestro Robert Franz, and myself have designed is really a high-level place that really great professional conductors can come and really hone their craft. So with this specific workshop, we've sort of coordinated that along with the young artists that you're hearing tonight, are hearing today, I should say, and hearing tonight at 7 p.m., in that they're workshopping how to conduct a concerto, and then the young artists are getting a chance to learn how to perform a concerto with orchestra. So it's really a marriage of really three different forces, the concerto, soloist, the conductor, and also the orchestra, and all of us sort of working with the students and the conductors to learn how to really do this well. I don't know any other festival where you can really get that kind of experience, so it's really kind of exclusive. And so we do have a great Alaskan presence here, And we also have several registrants and several conductors that come from all over. So it's really a great marriage of a lot of skills and a lot of regions that are coming here together.
Oh, so cool. Speaking of conductors, Robert France will be my guest on Afternoon Concert next Friday, the 27th, and we're going to host Afternoon Concert together. And he just has a way of bringing classical music to the forefront and making it so accessible. And I like that about you guys too, Brian and Ian. You do that so well too.
You know, it's a small world. When I was actually 3 years younger than Lex, or actually 4 years younger than Lex, I think I was 8 when I had my first youth orchestra experience, and Robert Franz was my conductor
in
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So it was really funny. I guess three years ago, and has it been 3 years already? Or I don't know, 2 years or whatever. Whenever I came up here and I first started working for the festival, and we look at each other and we're like, we've seen each other. Oh, my gosh.
And most recently, he has been in Boise, Idaho. And our next guest here on Alaska Live is from Boise, Idaho.
Absolutely. Yeah?
So, Lydia, what will Lydia be playing?
I'll be playing the third movement from Stamets' Viola Concerto.
Welcome.
You ready? Thank you.
Lydia Montag, come join us here at the piano benches where we've got set up for people speaking. Lydia, what brings the young 20-something-year-old all the way from Idaho to Alaska in the midst of summer? I assume you're off school and...
Right, yeah. I actually know one of the music faculty here, Jen Drake.
Okay.
She's a violist in the Boise Philharmonic, and I've known her for years. She used to be my teacher, and last year she texted me and said, hey, you should come to this awesome experience up here. There's so much great music and great people, great teachers, and it's so far totally been worth it. So,
and we're only on day 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's crazy how much we've done already.
Right. And so you came with this piece already worked up. And in terms of you're going to play it tonight on stage at Davis Concert Hall, the concert is at 7.
Yes, 7 tonight.
Yes. And what other classes are you taking during the Fairbanks Summer Arts?
So I'm doing all of the string stuff. So we're doing chamber music. I'm in a quartet for that. We're playing some Beethoven. And we're all in some contemporary chamber groups. So we're going to do some 20th century music. That's going to be really awesome. And then we all do yoga in the morning, which is nice for musicians because we get tense and stressed
Absolutely important. People think of, oh, yoga, that's probably just for dancers.
Right?
Oh, it's for musicians,
it's
too.
It's so nice. So helpful.
Absolutely. And... So yoga is part of the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival also, right?
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, it's not just for musicians, amateur musicians. It's for, I can't wait, in a week, a family member and I are taking a food and wine pairing class.
Oh, nice. So, yeah.
And in the past, we've taken cooking classes, so we've been in the culinary arts and...
Yeah, there's all kinds of arts.
Yeah, and drawing classes and all these things are just all here for... anybody who wants to take a little time off and be a part of this festival can do that.
Yeah, you can try something new.
And a lot of these things culminate in shows and performances.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot to see, too, or listen.
There is. And after this Alaska Live, we'll be giving away 2 tickets to the performance that all of you are part of this evening at 7 o'clock at Davis Concert Hall. It's the Concerto Conductor's Concert. Well, Lydia, thank you so much for joining us. And are you going to school in Boise? Is that what you're doing these days?
Yes, I go to Boise State University.
And music is your major?
Yes, I'm studying music education right now.
Oh, great. And so... finding out what you like in these workshops with the different teachers is probably really important.
Yeah, it's really nice to see different people's teaching styles, too, because you get so many different perspectives, and it really helps kind of hone in on your own, like, teaching. So it's really great.
I really like that perspective of, you know, you're not just taking the class to... get information on how to better play viola, but you're absorbing how to become more teach.
Right. Yeah, it's really good, I think, especially to have lessons from different people and just talk to different musicians.
So part of this is you can take lessons in an individual sense also.
Uh-huh. Yep. So,
so much going on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And it'll be quite a treat to hear you this evening on Davis Concert Hall stage.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And Ian, what do we have next?
Up next, you're going to hear a performance of a cello concerto by Haydn. This is the finale of Haydn's concerto in C major.
Great. And featuring cellist Ben Terry.
Yes, you'll meet Ben in just a moment. First, you will hear the dulcet tones of his beautiful cello.
Nice. Can we move out? We're just getting the microphone placement really well here. Ian, tell us about the show tonight real quick.
Well, tonight you'll get a chance to hear, you know, not just these incredible string players who've been performing on the radio today, but they'll be joined by an orchestra comprised of our guest artists and our faculty members. So, you know, it's a nice treat, I think, always to share a stage with one of your teachers. But this takes it to the next level because the teachers are actually going to be in the backup band supporting these kids.
That must be exciting for them.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a great rush for the kids, but I think it'll be a good show for everyone involved.
And one more time, what will we be hearing next?
This is the finale from Haydn's Concerto in C major.
Thank you.
Yes. When I was snapping a picture there really quick, because I have to take a few pictures for at least that when we post this to our website, I noticed that there was no music stand in the way, Ben. You played that completely without sheet music, and that had a lot of notes in it that you memorized somehow.
Yeah, it sure did. It takes a lot of practice, like anything else. It's kind of nice, though, because when you learn the music, you're not just learning. You're not memorizing notes. You're learning like the progression, how things flow, what the idea the artist is trying to get across.
And that, you know, sometimes people refer to classical music as, oh, it's just kind of stuffy. And that was anything but stuffy. That had so many rollicking moments in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a blast. It's kind of nice when you start to learn music like this. You see that it's a lot more than that. It's got little nudges to the audience, little like slide jokes and comments kind of built into the music. So it's not just an exercise. It's really trying to express something more than just like hoity-toity, high-class like ideas. It can be a lot of fun.
And I think the fun of that piece also was kind of the conversation that's going back and forth between you and the pianist.
Oh, definitely. Music is always a collaborative effort, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be able to play with such fine musicians.
Yeah. You're not from Fairbanks. You're not from Alaska. You came all the way up from the Seattle area.
Yeah, that's right.
And what makes you want to come all the way to Fairbanks, Alaska in summertime to be a part of learning about chamber music?
Oh, well, my girlfriend, Anna Johnson, actually went here last year, and she dragged me back this year. So it was a nice little getaway. It was fun.
Sweet. So you can have... so... She was a participant last year, as were you?
No, this is my first year.
Ah, okay. So she wanted to share this experience with you.
I'm
That's
very
great.
Glad she did, yeah.
And she plays?
She plays the violin.
Gotcha.
She'll actually be playing tonight at the 7 o'clock concert.
Well, wonderful. Are you also taking some lessons while you're here, not just workshops?
Yes, I am. I'm taking them from Dr. Brian Hodges and, I'm not sure if he's a doctor, but Dr. Carl Knapp,
yeah. Yes. And are you thinking about coming to UAF? We've got some wonderful string programs here.
Unfortunately, I've already committed to the University of Washington,
okay.
But they should
All
be
right.
making an appealing case.
Davis Concert Hall is very nice. I don't know what they have at the University of Washington, but here at UAF, we have one of the best halls. And you'll be playing on that stage tonight?
Saturday night, actually.
Okay, great. Saturday night.
Second concerto concert.
The second concerto concert of the week, and that one starts at 7 or 8?
One.
Oh, that one's in the afternoon at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, showing, yes.
And tonight's is at 7. Well, this is great to have you here, and thanks for sharing your cello piece. What was that again? It was Haydn, right?
The finale of Haydn's C major cello concerto.
He knows how to make a finale move.
He sure does.
Well, thanks so much, and best wishes on your concert at the Matinee Show on Saturday at 1.
Thank you very much.
And
yeah, one of the great things about this music festival here in Fairbanks is the way that we are able to use the facilities here at the University of Alaska. You know, not just the concert hall for our performances, but we've been having, you know, coachings in the, you know, rehearsal studios
Yeah, the McGowan room is so nice. I mean,
yeah,
you can have a concert in there.
Nice room, and they've had choir rehearsals and improvisation classes and really everything going on here at the university is a treat, except maybe for all the road construction.
Oh, yeah. It's constant here, it seems like. You're just lucky that this whole studio is not shaking because of the compactor running. So at least they gave a reprieve from that, because in the past few days, there's been a lot of road construction going on right outside the Fine Arts. They're putting it back together now that they've torn it up.
Yeah, well, it's just a real treat for us. You know, so many of us come from, you know, different parts of the country, and you know, there's evolved this sort of tradition in the world of classical music of having these summer programs, summer festivals. And, you know, I think that comes from a lot of, you know, a lot of us have jobs that are tied to, you know, a symphony or an opera or even a university. And all of these organizations often will have a sort of a summer hiatus. And the summer hiatus means that we musicians end up with some free time during the beautiful summer months. And often all we want to do is sort of get out of the city and enjoy some of the rest of the world and travel a bit. And so over the years, there's evolved a tradition of classical music festivals taking, you know, a week or a month of your life and going somewhere beautiful. And I think we're all thrilled to have a chance to come up to Alaska for this one.
And this is not your first year for Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival.
No, this is my fourth summer here at the festival.
What keeps you coming back?
Well, I live in San Francisco, California, which is a wonderful city. I love it down there. But it's still a big city, and I enjoy any chance I can get to get out. But in terms, you know, not just Alaska, but this festival offers an enormous amount. I mean, we heard from the string students about all of the workshops and all of the performance opportunities. But as a performer, you know, I get a chance not just to meet all of these wonderful students, but to perform with the faculty, you know, people like Brian and Carl, who you're going to hear in a few moments. And also all of the woodwind and brass players who perform in the orchestra. Also next week, I'll be playing with the orchestra in all of their concerts. So it's really, you know, it's a busy and it's an inspiring program of music and a busy schedule.
And Ian, you do a lot of performing and teaching back in the Bay Area when you're home, right?
Yeah, I support myself through performing. It's kind of a magical thing. That it's true, but I'm enjoying it. I'm primarily based in the San Francisco Bay Area, although I do a lot of touring and traveling. I also run my own chamber music festival that takes place in Northern California in the Trinity Alps Wilderness area. And that's
sounds kind of beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's kind of two parts. It's a retreat for musicians like me who you know, need an escape for the city for a week or two in the summer. And then it's also a way to provide classical music to a large number of these communities in rural California that don't really have access to regular concert series or regular symphony programs.
Oh, interesting. And what is it about chamber music that draws you and others to it? I really love it, but why should so many people be introduced to it or continue their love of it?
Well, chamber music is really wonderful because it's one of those situations where, you know, a trio or a quartet sits down to play together, and each member of the group has its own unique part to play. So we're each looking at our own music, and we have to find a way to fit all of those parts together, of course, using various nonverbal communications. So, you know, by looking at each other and really listening and sort of breathing together, then we can weave all of these complicated parts together, you know, which is quite different from the orchestral experience. You know, most people, when they think of classical music, they think of the symphony orchestra. And, of course, performing in an orchestra is quite different because you have a conductor who is really tying everything together. And each of the musicians sort of functions as a small piece of the whole. Whereas in chamber music, each musician's voice is able to be heard. And it's a more democratic and sort of civilized way of putting things together. And
you
I think that translates.
You can fit chamber music into a living room or a dining room, or, you know, you don't have to have orchestra, a hall to do it in.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it has that intimacy. And I think that translates to the audience perspective as well. You really feel like you're hearing a conversation between friends. Or something like that.
I like that. I like that a lot. Ian Scarf is here, and Dr. Carl Knapp has joined us in the studio, and it's so nice to have you back. You were here this spring with a bunch of your cello students for the cello intensive, so it's nice to have you here for Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, Carl.
Pleasure to be back.
And what's the duet this time?
Well, Carl and I are going to be playing, you know, alongside all of the classical programming that goes on here, there's also a lot of folk music that the festival presents. And one of our wonderful folk artists is putting together a concert of Norwegian fiddle music. And so, you know, we decided on a few things. I'm going to accompany him on some Norwegian tunes. And then Carl and I, we asked if we could jump in on this program with a piece of classical music by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. Grieg was, you know, one of those composers in the sort of late Romantic era who really wanted to promote the native folk songs and folk dances from his home in Norway. And so he found a way to weave all of that folksy tradition into his classical compositions. So what we're going to be doing, this will be next Monday night here in Davies. We're going to be performing a piece by Edvard Grieg from his suite from Holberg's time, which most people are familiar with as a piano suite or maybe the orchestral version. But we're going to play the slow movement, the air, in this beautiful arrangement for cello and piano.
It's Ian Scarf and Carl Knapp here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Thank you. Wow, that Grieg was played so well by Ian Scarf and Dr. Carl Knapp, who joined me here at the KUAC Alaska Live Studios. What makes that folk music? It's familiar, but what in particular makes that close to folk music?
Well, Grieg was one of those interesting composers. You know, he was so inspired by his own native Norwegian folk music. But often he would work it into his compositions by not, you know, making a direct quotation, you know, of a specific song or dance, but trying to capture that sort of flavor and that sort of style of music. So this particular piece that we just played is from a suite called From Holberg's Time. And each movement of the suite is done in a sort of a Baroque dance style. And this movement, the air, you can think of as almost like an aria from an opera, is the song, you know, where the soloist gets to sort of capture that emotion. So this would be in the style of one of those old sort of, the tradition of sort of heroic folk tales in Norse mythology. So you can sort of imagine if there were a text to this song, you can imagine that it would have been one of these sort of epic tales of heroes and gods and stuff.
Right. How stories are passed down and they need a backdrop of emotion, and that music brings that so well. Carl, it played very beautifully with cello, and thanks for coming back to Fairbanks again.
It's such a pleasure. It's so great to be back during... Well, unfortunately, a wet part of the summer.
Sorry about that.
but it's so great to be back during the summer and here for Summer Arts Festival again, and then going on into Alaska Cello Intensive in August. So going to be here for a full month before heading back to Massachusetts.
Well, I expect that you bring some of those Cello Intensive students here for Alaska Live, too. We'll have to talk about that after this.
Oh, sure. We'll make sure it happens.
Great. Ian, you are performing, it said on your website, more than 100 performances in a year, and that means you play several times a week. And as a pianist, how is that you don't travel with the instrument you play?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, every time you sit down in front of a new piano, it's sort of like, you know, meeting a stranger a little bit. And often, you know, it depends on the pieces of music that I'll be playing. But, often it's important to take a moment just to try out the piano and see how it responds, you know, because it's not just about the sound and the tone of it, but also the way that the keys are depressed. You know, the action has a different feel to every instrument. So, you know, especially there are some pieces of music that begin very quietly, and you have to know exactly where the response is on those keys. Otherwise, you risk putting your hands down very slowly and no sound coming out.
Nothing comes out.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever seen this particular piano down here, this Kauai. Had you met this one before here at UAF?
I don't know. Did it come from one of the practice rooms?
It did. I'm pretty sure.
It's entirely possible. But yeah, but the other thing about being a pianist is you have to have a little bit of zen about, you know what, I don't carry my instrument around with me. So there's always going to be an element of the unknown. So you know what, if it's a little out of tune or if some keys don't quite respond the way you expect, you have to just let that go. You can't let it get you upset, or you risk, you know, not enjoying your own performance.
I really enjoy that attitude that you have about performance. And on your website, you even have a picture of you sitting at what looks like to be this beautiful antique piano. Do you remember where that was taken or the occasion?
Probably, yeah. That's, one of the things I do in the San Francisco Bay Area is I play regularly with a trio called the Vinifera Trio. And my two colleagues in the trio, the clarinetist and a violinist, they actually live in Napa, which is about an hour north of
San Francisco. Oh, bummer. I'm so sorry you have to travel there all the time.
Well, it makes for a really wonderful rehearsal and concert times, because a lot of the concerts we do are on, you know, music series up in wine country in Napa and Sonoma counties. And so it's just a great excuse to say, you know what, I'm going to come up Friday and we'll have some rehearsals and I'll stay Saturday and Sunday and then we'll do the show. And it'll just make a weekend out of it.
Maybe we'll have some wine and some dinner and yeah.
Exactly. It's especially, you know, most people who aren't familiar with California don't realize that San Francisco is not nearly as warm a climate as the rest of California.
Because it's right along the water.
It's right on the ocean. It's right on the bay. So we get a lot of fog and we get a lot of this sort of Pacific air conditioning blowing on us all the time. So, you know, it's nice to get out of the Bay Area a little bit and get some real warmth and sunshine.
Right, have some blue skies and yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that picture from your website because it features, it looks like from some other century, actually.
Yeah, that photo was taken up in Napa at a place called the White Barn. And they run a wonderful little concert series in a renovated historic barn from the 19th century. And so we've played several concerts there where the audience will have to drive up into the mountains, you know, through the vineyards. And then they sort of park down the hill and they have to hike up to the barn. And then we have, you know, sort of a wine happy hour and then a little concert. It's sort of a wonderful experience.
Well, it sounds a touch of heaven right there. You know, we have some interesting venues for concerts here. Tonight, some of the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival musicians are playing at the Music in the Gardens at the Georgetown Botanical Gardens. And we're airing that on KUAC tonight at 7. And you guys are playing in the gorgeous Davis Concert Hall tonight at 7, too. So just there is so much to do during Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival for performers, for concert goers, for festival lovers of all types.
Yes. And, you know, anyone listening can always find more information about not just our classical concerts, but all of our musical events and all of our artistic workshops and dance programs. It's all listed on the website. And yeah, it's a nice feeling. It's like you said, we sort of take over Fairbanks for a couple weeks.
In such a good way.
All of the venues we can find.
Yeah, fsaf.org is the website to find out more. Are all your workshops full or could people still sneak into one?
People are absolutely welcome to join at this point. Some of the workshops haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're halfway through the first week, I guess. And people are always welcome to drop by. You can come to the UAF box office by Davis Concert Hall and you can ask the staff there for more information. Or you're also welcome to just show up to any of the workshops listed and the instructor there will have information on how you can be registered and just slip right into the program.
Love it. And don't be afraid of parking or detours. There's plenty of detour signs and there is still plenty of parking here on the UAF campus, even though there is some construction going on. Do you have a finale for us?
No, I just wanted to take a special moment to thank, you know, not just Brian Hall, you know, who was here with his wonderful string students, but also my colleague Carl, who's in the studio with us now.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you, Ian, for getting this together and you and Brian and Carl inviting these students in because their performances were great. You can catch their performances tonight at 7. And thanks for sharing the joy of chamber music with us here on Alaska Live.
It is absolutely my pleasure.
For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm Laura Neufeld, and I want to thank Dory Nix from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival and her folks for setting this up, too. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.